Namaste, Vijaya Adab, Sat Sri Akal, and Kem Cho to all of our listeners, and glad they're joining us today.
Yes, absolutely. So David, something on the mind of a lot of the H-1B folks for the upcoming H-1B registration process, which is going to take place in early March. What are some of the pre-registration considerations for the H-1B employers and the H-1B candidates prior to the online registration filing?
So that's a great question, Vijaya. And before I get to that, I'm just going to say that we have just in some very hot H-1B news that we're going to share. And that is that the government just announced yesterday the H-1B lottery is going to be held from March 6th at noontime, and it's going to run through March 22nd at noontime. So now we know when we have to submit our H-1B registrations. And they also announced filing locations, that filings will be permissible online, and there will also be fee increases. So these are some of the ancillary information that comes out of that October 23rd rule that we talked about in previous discussions with you. And so it's important, I think, for all of our listeners to know that there are certain things that they can do as part of the pre-registration process to get themselves ready for a proper filing. And I think that what's really important for them to understand is that part and parcel of this new filing system that the government is putting online is that the government is extending or enhancing its ability to deny or revoke cases, okay, or registrations that contain false attestations. So it's important that they get it right from the very beginning. So the detail, the devil's in the details here. Yeah. So we got to make sure that everything is done properly when we register, because the government is going to be comparing the registration to the H-1B filing. So what needs to be done as part of the pre-registration process? So we here at NPZ Law Group, VisaCert, have been working closely with our clients probably since the beginning of January to do things like checking to make sure the employer identification numbers for the employers are proper, checking educational backgrounds for the individuals, for the candidates, to ensure that they are in fact qualified for the H-1B process. They have to have the equivalence of a U.S. baccalaureate degree, or they have to have a master's degree. That has to be a U.S. master's degree to be in that master's degree cap. So we work with our clients to do these educational evaluations.
Yeah.
We also want to make sure that our clients, the individuals, have maintained their status through the start date for the H-1B. And we also want to make sure that their passport information is accurate, because obviously now the government has announced that they're going to be keyed to the registration is going to be keyed to their passports. So we want to make sure that that information is correct. And of course, we want to make sure that there is a logical nexus or link between the degree and the job that's being offered to the individual. So these are all part of the there are other issues, of course, which are part and parcel of our intake sheets for the registration process. So, again, it's all about getting the information correct, getting it accurate, and getting ready for the filing, which is going to take place in early March. So this is, again, for the H-1B lottery. You've heard me say it before. If you're not in it, you can't win it. But, we're working diligently to get our clients ready for this process.
Yeah, very nice. And so, of course, getting everything on point, that's the NPZ Law Group. Thank you for that, David. With offices in New York, New Jersey, Indiana, Florida, Canada, and India, the best counsel and representation.